Welcome back, guys, to the Anime Podcast. So, for most of you right now, you might have seen... By the way, spoiler alert, if you have not seen, read the manga, ignore this podcast. Because I'm going to be giving some mad spoilers. It won't be long, but spoilers is going to be in this podcast. Anyway, I'm getting into my spoiler rant right now. So, for most of you guys who read the manga and is up to date, you must have realized by now that we are seemingly coming to a conclusion in the Seven Deadly Sins, right? The big boss has died, which was kind of disappointing his ending as well. I mean, I'm not sure if I was expecting more. I think I wasn't expecting him to die this soon, like as soon as he came back. You know, like, I think the Devil King died too soon. Really, I think they were going to even if they find a way to return Luffy's body, I was thinking that maybe they were going to allow him to roam Earth a little bit and cause some more destruction, and then, you know, I was expecting the cliche thing to do, because, you know, I wasn't expecting them to kill him that soon. Because killing him that soon was kind of disappointing. I mean, we really didn't get to see much of the Devil King in terms of fighting. I mean, Bon and Melodious practically won pretty simply. And which is now making me wonder, is Bon and Melodious the strongest beings in the world right now? I mean, it's seemingly so. I mean, they beat the guy who was touted as the strongest being alive. Yeah, I mean, he touted it himself as well as some of the angels and demons, you know. He was supposedly the strongest person alive. Strongest being in the universe. Unless there was a god that they didn't tell us anything about, you know. I mean, there are angels, archangels, you know. You would assume that there's a god as well. Or maybe I just wasn't paying attention, alright? So if there is, just let me know, alright? If you're listening to on CastBox, let me know. You guys can comment on CastBox and Podbean. Alright, I'm on TED platform, podcast platform. So if you're listening to me, just let me know. Anyway. Besides that, it seems like the manga has come to an end right now. I mean, that's a theory that's floating around online, you know. Like, you know, I think I read where one fan was pissed. He was saying that, you know, the author are hyped up, King Arthur, and didn't do anything with him in the final battle, right? And so people are wondering if there's going to be a spin-off or something like that. And so it seems like we have now come to a conclusion, which is kind of disappointing, because I was expecting more, and I was like, yo, my nigga Bon just got powered up. You know, they were mocking and laughing at Bon for almost a year. And as soon as he gets powerful and beat one little Devil King, you guys want to, like, in this manga. No, you gotta do better than that. You gotta get someone stronger. I mean, and this is a problem, you know. I think this is where they write themselves into a corner, because they took the Devil King as the strongest beings. And all the races that they establish, you know, who's going to be stronger? Where's going to get any more enemies? That's our thing to find out. Is there a god that they didn't mention? Is there another race that's going to go rogue? Are there humans that's going to get more powerful? Is that the Devil King going to not really dead? He's going to open up purgatory and release some more monsters. What's going to be the answer? But, you know, it's possible. But right now, it seems like they've written themselves into a conclusion, into an ending. But the good thing about a fantasy manga that you write is that you set the rules of your own world. Even if other people think it's stupid, you know, you set the rules. Also, in the manga, they managed to... Elizabeth curse, so she's no longer gonna die and be reborn multiple times. I think now she's gonna just live for a long time, I guess, and then die. I'm not sure that's gonna work. I'm not sure if she gain immortality or whatever. I'm just not sure. But it seems like that's what's up. But surprisingly, Bon is the only human there, and he's no longer immortal. So does he mean that he's gonna die eventually? Or, you know, that he's been to purgatory for so much in hundreds of years, probably thousands. His body is no longer, you know, he's probably a lot more. He has already surpassed his humanity. Yeah? You know, that's a possibility, right? Yeah, I'm not sure. So, the fans right now are in a dilemma, because, believe it or not, Seven Deadly Sins was nice, it's cool, it's wonderful manga, right? The anime is even better, because the fight scenes are beautiful, right? But we're at a crossroads now, you know. It seems like the manga is finished, but I'm hoping it's not. Right? And there's no confirmed news, at least none that I've seen that suggests that it's officially concluded. But it seems like it is. So, yeah. I'm not sure. What if you guys have any information that you can share? Just let me know. I would really love to be able to get my hands on that information. I mean, of course, I can do my Googles, but, you know, if you guys have a source, let me know, alright? And so, I'm going to leave the episode there for now. So, the point of this episode was to let you guys know that it seems like the Seven Deadly Sins is finished. And the story did not conclude how I wanted it to conclude, if it is indeed finished. Alright, let me know what you guys think. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye.